Let me see that thong.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience. My name is Chris, and we are here tonight for a little trivia four-way. I've got four willing contestants that are going to be jumping in for a game that, honestly, we've never played here. It's going to be a brand new format. So, this game, you know what? Let's meet the contestants first. We'll go over the rules later. First up, oh my God, not Raleigh, North Carolina. Oh, we'll go there. Raleigh, North Carolina. Jeff Woodhead, my friend, how you doing? What are you drinking?
I'm doing great. I'm just kind of glad to be through the week at this point. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hanging out and drinking one of my old standards, the Barrel Rested Gin from End of Days down in Wilmington. I'm going to attempt the Jay Borsum and try the bottle pop okay. here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
All right.
Excellent.
We'll go I've been doing that. Bottle pops on this podcast for 4 years, yet Jay gets the credit for it.
I give you the can pop, Chris.
Mike is the can pop.
Mike's the can pop. Okay, whatever.
All right. Quite frankly, we like them more.
Fight amongst yourselves. I don't usually have an intro because I often have the home brews. So I figured I needed to make a sound effect this time. So I'm going to make a sound effect. And I will probably be completely incoherent by the end of this recording. But that's okay. Tomorrow is the St. Patrick's Day Parade here in Raleigh. So I'm going to be, unfortunately, getting up early and taking my child down to that. Well, tonight will determine how coherent I will be tomorrow.
So, incoherent Jeff. So, what I'm hearing is brand new format, same old Jeff. Let's move along.
Correct.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Mike Turner, my friend, how are you doing? What are you drinking?
I am much better now that the week is over.
It's been a week.
Not yet, dude. It's been a week. The South Carolina Director of the Year got sent home for insubordination this week.
Well, I'll take that. I'll take that. You know what I will not take is a bus to Muscatine, Iowa. I will only drive there. Brian Nash, my friend, how you doing? What are you drinking?
And I love you, too. I've actually looked to see how long it would take. It'd be about 17 hours drive to get from here to there.
Probably just fly Lovely. To Chicago and rent a car.
That too. I am doing pretty good. It has been a week. I just got back from Des Moines where I got to hang out and drink with politicians. So, yes, I'm ready to unleash and unwind and actually hang out with people I like for a change. So tonight, Jeff, I'm going to try and keep pace with you here. Tonight, right. I dipped in. I've got a bottle here of Dragon's Milk Reserve.
Ooh.
Their Oatmeal Cookie Stout, bourbon barrel aged. This is 11% ABV. This is not the this is not the children's version. it is a bottle though, not a can. So we're gonna get what we can. Hopefully that came through all right. Oh yeah. Parquette, thank you.
His name is David Arquette, but okay, moving right along. The pride of the classic film Airheads. Mike Mott, my friend, how are you doing? What are you drinking?
I forgot David Arquette was in Airheads. Everybody was in Airheads. What am I talking about? Oh, man. Chris, I'm doing good. Like everybody else, I'm glad the week is winding down. I've been all alone in the house this week. My wife took our daughters down to Florida to visit family and, of course, go to Disney World. So I just been living the bachelor life decidedly differently than I lived the bachelor life back when I was actually living the bachelor life. But as far as what I am drinking, I am in a way joining Brian because I also have an 11% ABV beer in my hands. In my case, though, I am down with OBP. Or in this case, OBP2. It's the orange blot from Orange Blossom Brewing, their Pilsner. It's the one where, but it's the one that's double the alcohol content. So I like this one better because I just think it's a lot more flavorful. So cheers, everybody.
Yep.
I'll drink to that. So it's March here in Florida. So for those that don't know, we are 2 weeks into pollen season. We are also we're going to be 85 degrees here tomorrow. So we're out of town tomorrow, but on Sunday we'll be heating up the pool and jumping in for a few hours. But with that being said, I had to grab a beer for the occasion. So 6% ABV. I had to go with something recent and something topical. So I grabbed the very last of my Sam Adams Old Fezziwigs.
Ah. All right. Nice. Cheers.
Because nothing says Christmas time in Florida than 85 degrees. All right. So tonight's game is going to be every person for themselves. We're going to have 10 rounds of trivia. Each round of trivia will consist of two parts. Part number one will be a game where you are going to try, you're trying to guess what the clue word is. So you'll have 7 words that will help you get to the clue word that you're looking for. If you get it on the first word, you'll get 7 points. If you get it on the last word, you'll get 1 point. You're each going to lock in when you're ready to lock in. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Sure.
Yep. Whoever is the first to lock in with a correct answer will then choose one of 4 categories. Those categories are going to be world records, money, years, or nature. Those categories correspond with closest to the pin questions. All 4 of you will get to compete in the closest to the pin, but whoever gets the closest to the pin right will get a bonus 2 points. Whoever has the most points at the end of round 10 will be our winner. Let's go through a quick, just a quick round for no points. You're trying to guess the clue word and lock in when you're ready. Your first clue is fruit. For 6 points, classified as a berry. 5 points, features in a popular dessert. For 4 points, high in potassium.
Locked in?
Locked in.
I locked in, sure.
All right, for 3 points, used in pranks.
Locked in.
All right. Mike, you locked in first. What's your guess?
When I think of high in potassium, I think of bananas. So that's what I locked in with.
Jeff?
Bananas, yeah.
Brian?
Banana?
Turner?
I didn't know it was technically a berry, but yeah, sure, banana.
Banana would have been a correct answer. So for that, Mike, Jeff, and Brian would have earned 4 points. Turner, you would have gotten 3. Clue number 2, by the way, is split. Clue number 1 would have been yellow. All right, so Mike, that's how you play that part of the game. What would have been your closest to the pin challenge question you would have want to go with?
I don't know. I probably would have gone with, I'm intrigued by nature, but I would probably go with years.
All right, your year question. What year was it? The Mona Lisa made headlines around the world after it was stolen from the Louvre. The thief was caught 2 years later and the painting was returned. In what year was the Mona Lisa stolen?
All right, sure. I'm going to lock in because why the fuck not?
Yeah, I'll lock here. Exactly. No points. I'll throw a wag out there.
I'll lock him.
All right. Turner?
77.
Mott?
I said 94.
Nash?
71.
Woodhead.
73.
Nash would have gotten the points. This is back in 1911.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
All right.
For some reason, I thought that was a modern thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Oh, damn. No points.
In the fictional game, Brian, you currently have a 1-point lead.
Let's go.
Woo-hoo. All right. We are moving in to clue number 1. You're looking for the clue word. Your 7-point clue word is breed of dog.
I'm not thinking there's going to be a whole lot of 7-pointers tonight.
No.
Your 6-pointer originated in China. Your 5-pointer, a group of them is called a grumble. For 4 points, curled tail.
I will lock in.
Brian's locked in for 4 points. I'm going to lock in
for the shit, for the hell of it. I don't know.
All right. 3 points. Short nose.
Locked in.
All right, Turner's locked in for two. Mike, do you want the 1 point question or 2 point question?
Sure. I'm awful with dog breeds, so.
Your 2 point question is wrinkly face.
Okay. I guess I'll lock in. I really don't know.
Or you can get your 1 point question.
I'll take the 1 point. I don't know.
Rhymes with jug.
Okay, I should have locked in at two. Okay.
All right. Brian Nash, what did you say?
I wish I had stuck around a little longer because I went with Sharpay.
Jeff Woodhead.
Yeah, I went with Shih Tzu because I couldn't think of another Chinese-sounding dog.
Turner for 3 points.
I said the pug.
Mike.
Yeah, if I had stayed locked in it too, I would have said pug, and I still said pug once I got to the 1-pointer.
All right. Turner's going to get a 3-1-0-0 win there. And Turner, which category do you want to go with? World records, money, years, or numbers in nature?
You know, it's a wild Friday night. Let's go for nature.
We're going for nature.
Why?
What is the average number of tornadoes per year in the United States?
Shit, I should know this because Hannah just did a report on this a couple days ago. Shout out to Hannah Ronner. You're not listening to this.
I'll lock in with a total wag.
So you're asking how many tornadoes in total happen in the United States in a year?
On average.
On average.
Obviously not the same per year. That'd be quite amazing.
Yep.
Okay.
Gotta hit our quota.
All right. I'm gonna lock in.
All right. I'm locked in.
Going left to right on my screen here. Brian Nash.
I said 30,000.
Jeff Woodhead.
I said 184.
Mike Turner.
It's a very high amount for a certain period of months. I remember that. I want to say it's like 400 over a 3-month period, but then it kind of tapers off. So I said 775.
And Mike Mott.
I kind of split the difference between Jeff and Turner. I just said 500.
Turner's going to be picking up the points. We average about 1,250 per year. So Turner gets the extra two. So Turner, you have got a 5-1-0-0 lead going into question number two.
I am the greatest player of this game in all the land.
So far. So far. Here we go. Question number two. Your 7-point clue is a 1997 movie.
I'm done here.
Your second clue for 6 points. Secret organization.
Locked in.
Locked in. Dang it, Turner.
Turner and Ma are locked in.
You know what sucks is I almost locked this in on seven blind. I know.
We share very similar tastes, you and I, Michael.
I think so. Yes, sir.
All right. Nash, what do you want me to keep going? Your 5-point question, or 5-point clue, two agents.
Locked in.
God, was that 97? All right. I'll put one out. I'll go ahead and make a guess.
So I've got Turner and Mike locking in with 6 points. Woodhead and Nash locking in with 5. Turner, I believe you locked in first. So what do you think the answer is?
In the summer of 1997, everyone was rocking the black Ray-Bans and singing along to the Men in Black.
Mott.
I thought of 97 movies, and for whatever reason, I almost locked it in at number 7. And then as soon as you said secret organization, I locked it in Men in Black.
Jeff.
Yeah, I should have locked in when you said secret organization. I just didn't think that Men in Black was that late, but... Yeah, it was. I locked in with Men in Black.
And isn't that a pug?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All right, we're combining.
Oh,
Brian Ash, I'm assuming I know the answer, but what did you go with?
I went with Men in Black.
All right.
It's an audio medium. I have a Frank the Pug in his tuxedo, or in his suit, on the shelves behind me. And I just reached back and grabbed it, and that's why the guys started laughing.
We always laugh when you reach back and grab it. Wow. I was hoping for the spit take. Brian was like half sip there. Turner, which closest to the pin number or category do you want to go with?
We're going to go, if I could, retain my dignity here. We're going to go for years.
You're going to go for years.
I'm so mad I didn't lock in at 7.
I know, me too, bud. It's the first movie to pop in my head. I was like, I got to wait. There's so many movies in 97.
Yep.
After the fall of communism, the country of Czechoslovakia was peacefully dissolved into two countries, the Czech Republic or Czechia and Slovakia. What year did this happen?
Locked in.
I'm going to lock in too.
I'll lock in.
Okay. I am locked in.
All right. Woodhead, Turner, what did you say?
I know Yugoslavia fell around the same time. It's like late 80s, early 90s. I said 1991.
Woodhead.
Yeah, Turner, I also said 91.
Nice.
Nash.
I said 93.
Mott.
I was between 91 and 92, so if it's 92, I'm going to be pissed, but I also said 91.
Oh, wow.
We have a correct answer on the nose. It was 1990. Three.
Ooh, wow. Nicely done. Oh,
Brian. Wow. Good job, Brian.
That brings Brian five up to seven. So Brian's got a seven points right now. Mott's got 7 points right now. Mr. Woodhead hanging tough with 5. Turner's got the lead, though. 13.
The world is mine.
Mike, you got something you want to say?
No, I was doing the whoa, hanging tough.
From like 1991-ish.
Ish, absolutely, yeah. they were not singing about the Soviet Union.
That's true.
Correct. They did Turner, not you have 12, not 13. My apologies.
Oh, you son of it. That's fine. Math is hard.
All right.
So in 90, I spent basically all of 1991 in Korea. I was active duty at that.
You were still
point,
active duty, so. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're still over there. Yeah.
I was 8 years old.
Yeah, don't. It's painful.
I turned 10.
Me too.
Perhaps they were telling Czechoslovakia, please don't go girl.
Yeah.
All right, we're moving on. We're looking for clue word number 3.
That was not the right stuff there, Turner.
No.
Oh, God.
Listen, I got to take it step by step, man. I don't know what you want from me.
This is way more New Kids on the Block knowledge than I possess.
Y'all just need to hang tough here for a few minutes. We're going to get through this game. Your first clue, your 7-point clue is American television series.
Mike, go for it. You know you want to.
These are all my shitty categories.
6 points. Reality television show.
Oh, fuck. Now it's my shitty category.
That does not narrow it down.
5 points.
Okay, wait, whoa. What was the first one?
American television TV series. Show.
Oh, okay. All right. That wasn't the category. That was the 7-point clue.
You don't get a category. You go in blind for all of
these. The 7-point clue is effectively the category, though.
Yeah. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because it gives you.
If only we did a pregame, a question before the game started, then two others before we got to this point.
The man's already had some gin tonight. Cut him a break.
Sure.
All right. So your 7-pointer was American TV series. 6-pointer was reality show. Your 5-pointer is competition. Your 4-pointer, Michelle Visage.
Locked in.
Your 3-point clue, Queens.
Come on, guys. You're killing me.
I loathe reality television. It's
locked in.
All right, Brian's locked in with 3 points. Jeff and Mike left.
Oh, wait. I'm going to lock in.
Mike, your 2-point question, your 2-point clue is, quote, sickening.
That gives me nothing. It gives me nothing. I'll take one.
All right. Your 1-point clue, LGBTQIA+.
Go down the clue list again for him, I think.
American television series, reality show, competition, Michelle Visage, Queens, Sickening, LGBTQIA+.
I don't have it. I'm not familiar. If it's probably something I recognize, but I've never watched because I don't do reality television. I'm sorry.
That's fair.
All right. Oh, Mike is going to lock you.
RuPaul's Drag Race. No idea.
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I just wagged RuPaul's Drag Race or whatever it's called.
The man is hitting the wags today.
My God.
Oh, is that it? Is that it?
1 point.
Turner, you're in for four. What was your guess?
Michelle Visage was one of the winners of RuPaul's Drag Race. Queens, Mike. They are drag queens.
Yeah. Nash. Yeah.
I literally said
RuPaul's Drag Race.
The Queen's clue took me a second, but yes, I also locked in with RuPaul's Drag Race.
I'm going to tell you, Queens had me in New York. I was not thinking Queens, like drag queens. I was thinking New York. Fair.
I did too initially, and then it clicked and went, oh, shit, I know what this is.
Yep.
I was in like Real Housewives territory.
I almost locked in Real Housewives in New York when everybody else was locked in. I was like, maybe that's in Queens. I don't know. I don't even know if there's a Real Housewives in New York.
To this, I got it for you. I got it for you, Carmella.
I got to give Carmella a hug this week. It was amazing.
Carmella.
She gives the best hugs.
She really gives fantastic hugs.
She did. 10 out of 10. Would recommend hugfinder.com. All right. So on that one there, Mike picks up one. Woodhead and Nash pick up three. Turner, you're picking up four. Turner, where are we going for your closest to the pin question?
Let's try year again.
Going back to years. The largest diamond heist in history occurred when thieves broke into the Antwerp Diamond Center in Belgium and stole diamonds and other jewelry valued at more than $100 million. In what year did this heist occur?
I'll lock in,
sure.
I think Woodhead fell asleep.
I have absolutely no effing clue, y'all.
Oh, I don't either.
I'm just going to wag one out here in 1952.
Let's not wag anything out here. In fact, just keep it all inside. Brian Nash, what did you go with?
I went with 1940.
Turner.
I said 1963.
Mott.
Yeah, with absolutely nothing to go on, a year popped into my head, and so I just said it, 1965.
Mike's going to be picking up the points. It feels like this has become a game of one-upping the other. The year was 2003.
Oh. Holy shit.
Holy crap.
You're way off.
That was like, I feel like the guy that bid $2 on the Price is Right, right after the guy who bid $1 that everybody else overbid.
Right?
That guy's a dick.
I know. But the guy in front of him should not, or woman should not have gone $1 knowing that there was still another bet left.
You don't go $1 unless you are the last person. Everyone knows this.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, fair. I rescind the dick comment.
Oh no, that's totally fair.
Dick comment.
It's still a dick.
It's absolutely a dick move, but it's a dick move that you know is coming.
Exactly.
All right. Well, your score is coming out of question number three. Mott's got 10. Woodhead's got 8. Turner's got 16. Brian Nash has got 10. We are moving in to clue number 4. Your 7-point clue is available in multiple forms. Moving right on to your 6-point clue. Gain.
G-A-I-N.
Can you spell that?
G-A-I-N. Like Garth Brooks without the E-S.
That was not... Yeah, okay.
So, hack. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
No pain, no. Okay.
Your 5-point clue. Save. S-A-V-E.
All right.
Your 4-point clue. Interest. See a lot of blank faces.
Yeah, right.
I know what universe we're in now.
Yeah, I'm not even, that's the thing is without the category, like
yeah.
right. Your 3-point clue is currency. I'm going to repeat your clues up until this point.
Sure,
available in multiple forms. Gain, save, interest, and currency. Brian, did you lock in?
I'm locking in.
It could be so many things.
That's the thing.
I'm going to take the two.
Yeah.
Your 2-point clue is coins.
All right. I'm just going to lock in with what I have in my mind, which I've had in my mind for the last three, but I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I need a one because I've got like two different guesses that would still fit everything on here. So
your 1-point clue is you use it to buy things.
Okay. I'll lock in.
All right, Mike, what'd you go with?
Which Mott. Mike?
There it is.
All right. Call him Turner.
I know you do. I just want to make sure. It's so like for about four clues now, I've been like, well, it just all of these things pertain to money. Is that all they want is money? And apparently all they wanted was money. So I locked in with money. It's a gas.
Turner, what'd you go with?
I locked in with a quarter because I really had no idea.
Woodhead.
Yeah, so they say it's the root of all evil today, money.
Mr. Nash.
I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off my stack. Actually, though, I put down, I thought you were trying to get tricky with us, but I locked in with dollar.
Unfortunately not. Mike is going to pick up the point. Both mics are going to pick up the points. We were looking for money.
Wait, what? No, why didn't I get the point? Because I said money.
You and Turner are looking awfully a lot alike. This one beer into Fezziwig.
Okay.
Jeff got that one. Yeah, but I was like, after the first three, I'm like, okay, are we talking like stocks? Like, what is going on here?
Right. Yeah. I was like, accounts, loans, bonds. What the fuck?
Well, Jeff, you're going to pick up two. Mott, you're going to pick up one. That means, Jeff, you get to choose. Where are we going next?
Remind me what I have to choose from here.
World records, money, what year was it, or nature?
I mean, thematically, Jeff, there's only one option here.
Right, yeah, I kind of feel like I need to go money here.
Here is your money question. The first Costco membership, damn, take that, rewind it back.
Perhaps have another sip, sir.
And Chris
Dell's here. There it is. There it goes.
The first Costco location opened in Seattle in 1983. How much did a membership cost?
I'm just going to lock in.
Yeah, I'll lock in. That'd
probably help if I knew how much a Costco membership was today. I don't think I've ever set foot in one.
Oh, you are missing out.
See, you say that, and yet I'm going, I don't think I really am.
I'm locked in.
Turner's in.
I genuinely don't know if this is a stupid question or if it's even one you can answer. Are we talking about like an annual?
An annual membership, yes.
Okay. All right. I'll lock in just for a guess.
All right. Jeff Woodhead, what'd you go with?
I went with $2.
Turner.
I similarly think that it was relatively low before they expanded it. So I said 20.
Nash.
Well, now I feel stupid. 600.
Mott.
Chris, we might have to do a second, depending on where Turner and I land, because I also said 20.
Nice.
So this will go to a second one. The correct answer is $25.
Nice.
So we were close. All right. So this next today, I think it's like 120 or something like that.
This next closest to the pin is only for Turner and Mike to see who's going to get the points. How much did it cost at the time to build the Golden Gate Bridge?
I feel like I've heard this before. I'll lock in.
And we will need your answer in shekels.
farthings? Is that acceptable? I will just guess.
Lira.
I will guess $70,000.
Mike.
Definitely separation here. I said $8 million.
Mike's get the point. Going to get the points. $27
million. Oh, okay.
We would call that a steal today.
Mm-hmm. Go rupees or go home.
What is that in Hope Diamond equivalence?
Ask the guys that stole all those things in Antwerp.
Blue. The answer is blue.
Dabba-dee, dabba-da.
All right. Woodhead and Mike picking up ground there. Mott's got a 13. Mott has 13 points. Woodhead, 10. Turner hanging tough at 16. Nash at 10 as well. Anybody's ball game going into clue number 5. All right. Your 7-point question is item of clothing.
Let me see that thong.
Oh, jeez. That's his guess.
That's not a guess. That's not a guess.
That's documented.
Number 6, your 6-point clue. Keeps you warm.
Okay, it's not a thong.
Keeps your butthole warm.
Plug.
I'd like to change my answer.
Why do people listen to us?
For gold
we're
like this.
Weird and stupid and hilarious.
All right. Your 5-point hint or your clue is knitted.
Locked in.
Now, there's 3 different things that immediately come to mind. So I'm going to hold off and get a little more information before I decide which knitted item you're talking about.
For 4 points, winter.
Really?
Warm? Oh, which season would that be?
You added nothing.
Still. You added no information. 3 freaking items. More, please.
3 points, Brian. Stripe.
Again.
Yeah.
Still could be any one of the 3.
Brian, whether if it helps, I'm now thinking I'm locked in with the wrong thing.
Whether it's a hat, a scarf, or mittens, it's one of the 3. You haven't given me enough information yet.
Well, this one might help you, Brian. Your 2 points. Your 2-point clue is Gruz is black and gray.
Locked in.
Okay, yeah.
Damn it.
Mott, what'd you say?
The wrong answer, because I just said sweater.
Woodhead.
Yeah, I said sweater also, actually.
Turner.
I said the thing that I'm about to do to these French fries from McDonald's and scarf them down.
Damn it. Nicely done, Turner.
Nash.
It's a scarf.
Turner picks up 5. Nash picks up 2. Turner, you're get to choose. Where are we going for our closest to the pin challenge?
A year has been horrible for me. And I didn't even get a simple answer of money in the last question. So let's try world records.
Try world records. Let's see how this goes for you. Prior to LeBron James passing him, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar held the NBA record for most points in a career. How many points did he net over his 20-year playing career?
I will lock in.
Locked in.
I'll lock in.
Keep on waiting.
All right, I'll lock
waiting
in.
Waiting on Jeff Woodhead. Turner, what did you say?
I said 55,000.
Mott.
We're way off on this one. I thought it was in the 20,000 to 30,000 range, and for whatever reason, I just locked in with the random number of 24,874.
Woodhead.
I said 39,100.
Nash.
I think Mott is close. I've looked at this, record list recently. I put down 23,200.
Jeff is actually closest. It was 38,387.
Yep. Yes.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Woodhead picks up.
So I remember that LeBron had just crossed the 40,000 point threshold.
Ah, yeah.
And hadn't had beaten Kareem fairly recently before that. So,
all right. Well, we're I believe at the halfway point, so I have another beer to crack. This is, I just picked this up today, so we're going to see how this goes. This is from the Southern Prohibition Brewing Company in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. It is called the Mississippi Fire Ant. It's an Imperial Red. Ooh, that's really good. Oh, that's got a nice flavor to it. I'm going to enjoy that.
I really like a good red.
Very good. Me too, and I don't drink them very often.
Not where I was going with that. We're going to move right along.
I like a good redhead. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
The
good old full body cab would be great right now. I'll even go for some Merlot. Give me a little rosé.
Not drinking any fucking Merlot.
Okay. All right. We have our scores going into the second half of the game. Nash and Woodhead tied with 12 points. Mott's got 13. Turner has 21. We head into the second half. Here we go.
Gentlemen, we know the enemy. We must take him down.
Yes.
Your 7-point clue is animated character.
One of these times, I'm just going to blind lock in.
Yeah, you got to go for it, right?
At a certain point, well, if you keep building that lead, we're going to have to at some point.
Yeah.
For 6 points, Disney.
Oh, see, my blind lock in would have been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, shit. They technically own it now. Anyway.
For 5 points, Princess.
I mean, not narrowing it down any.
I mean, that narrows it down to like
slightly
12 or 13. Like,
yeah, exactly. Well,
if you were going off of animated character in Disney alone, like adding Princess narrowed it down a whole hell of a lot.
It did, no question.
Fair. No one's locking in Bambi or Pinocchio.
Nobody's locking in quite yet.
One more.
For 4 points, Matchmaker.
Locked in.
Locked in.
Nope. Give me one more, please.
Yeah, one more.
For 3 points, based on a legendary warrior.
I'm going to lock in.
Lock in. Yep.
All right. Mike, you locked in first. What was your guess?
The matchmaker took me to the first song in her movie is about her going to a matchmaker and it goes disastrously wrong. And I've watched a lot of Disney princess movies a lot recently, having two girls. So I locked in with Mulan.
Turner.
Is Mulan.
Woodhead.
I have never seen this movie, but I locked in with Mulan also.
And Nash.
It's been long enough. I forgot about that first song, but yeah, I also said Mulan.
Mulan is a correct answer. Your following two clues would have been Imperial Army and Mushu.
Do you remember the Szechuan dipping sauce you got from McDonald's? That shit was the
bomb. Is this a Rick and Morty bit that you're doing right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
It feels like it. Okay.
Well, I mean, literally, that's where the whole bit came from, is they had a promotion with Mulan, and they offered Szechuan sauce, and it was fucking delicious.
Ah, that's very squanchy of you there, Mr. Turner.
Was it basically the Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce?
No,
it was a little bit sugarier?
It was actually a little bit spicier.
A little spicier, okay.
All right, Mike, you got the first lock in there. Mott, I mean, where do you want to go for your closest to the pin challenge?
Let's go to World Records.
Going to World Records. Okay, so I know you guys are going to hear this. You're going to think it's me, and I promise you it's not. In 2001... a Canadian teenager set the record for most chin-ups in a 24-hour period. How many did he do?
Wow. Fuck it. There's no way this number's right, but screw it. I'm locking in.
Turner's in.
I know. I don't know why I'm sitting here doing math. It's kind of ridiculous.
I am going to lock in with a completely randomly chosen number.
Mm-hmm.
Nash and Mott are left.
Locked in.
All right. I will say 12,000.
Nash.
2,550.
Woodhead.
585.
Turner.
I said 666 because that man is clearly the devil.
I believe we got Brian Nash picking up the points. My arms want to fall off just thinking about finding a way to do 5,045 pull-ups in a 24-hour period. Jeez.
I based my number on maybe doing 10 a minute. I don't know why. Like, you would eventually get tired, but it just, I was trying to do some sort of mathematical basis behind it, but clearly I overestimated.
I did like 60 per hour and then did that math and then doubled it.
Nice. Oh, there you go.
I should have doubled it twice, so.
Mm-hmm. I felt like your arms would turn to fucking rubber well before you got to that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, by like 30.
I can't even do one, y'all.
Your scores going into clue word number 7. Woodhead's got 14. Nash has 16. Mott's got 17. Turner's got 25. Still anybody's ball game. Well, we're back to this again. Your first clue, your 7-point clue for clue word number 7 is feline. Well, we're back in the car again. At least we're out of the tree. All right. Number 6. Also a breed of cat.
I mean, you added nothing.
Oh, I did. As we get later on, I did add something.
Okay.
All right.
Number 5. Mrs. Whiskerson.
What the fuck are you even talking about right
now? Oh, no, that tickles something. What is that tickle?
All right, no.
Ah, I don't know.
You ready for the next clue?
Yeah.
Your 4-point clue is appeared in the TV show Friends.
Are we sure LaGuardia didn't just have an aneurysm?
No.
Oh.
I don't have it. It's,
no.
All right. Your 3-point clue is has no whiskers.
Mrs. Whiskerson doesn't have whiskers? That's just blatant bullshit. That tracks. Just blatant bullshit.
Well, Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't so fuzzy wuzzy, okay?
No. I need the 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Your 2-point clue is pyramids.
Oh, are you really locked in?
Nobody else? Your 1-point clue, hairless. I'll repeat those clues for you.
I think I'm wrong.
Feline. Also a breed of cat. Mrs. Whiskerson. Appeared in the television show Friends. Has no whiskers. The pyramids. Hairless.
I've got an answer. I don't think it's right.
Yeah, I got nothing here, man.
No more clues, so you might as well lock it in.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
Yeah, sure. What the fuck? I'm locking it in.
No. Almost an hour into the episode, we finally have our explicit tag. Thanks, Jeff.
No, we got
you
that
knew
a
it was coming
for
me.
I hadn't gotten there yet? Shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we hit that a long time
ago.
You need two F-bombs. You need more than one F-bomb.
Oh. What the fuck?
This entire question's about pussy, so, you know.
See? No one got my Bush reference at first. God damn it.
So,
edit right, point, Chris.
The answer is Megan Thee Stallion, by the way.
So, you threw me off with appeared in Friends. I'm going, fucking smelly cat? What? No, no.
Oh, shit. My brain didn't even go there. That's
clearly it's Rachel. Friends.
I don't remember a cat showing up in Friends.
The only one I can think of is the one that, like, they were trying to find in the building during the blackout, and Paolo found the cat.
Was that the one where Phoebe's grandmother's soul was in like the body of the cat or something?
So now I'm like, okay.
I think I've seen like three episodes of that show.
I'm going to screw all of you on friends. Let Brian talk though.
Well, so all right. So all the other clues kind of led me somewhere else, but appearing in Friends, I'm like, what the hell is this? Is there a cat? Is there a breed of cat called a Phoebe? I don't fucking know. A Ross, a Chandler, and I feel like this is going to be something I'm going to smack myself up the side of the head when you tell me the answer, but I'm coming up blank. It's pissing me off.
You want to guess a random breed of cat?
I am going to guess, based on Egyptian, I will say Manx.
Woodhead.
Yeah, I said Minx, I guess. I thought that was the breed of cat rather than Manx, which I thought was a screenwriter or something. I don't know.
That's Mank.
Turner.
I said Manx too.
Mott.
Yeah, I think I locked in with something wrong, but I said, when you said pyramids and I thought it was a breed of cat, none of the other clues tickled anything, but I said Sphinx.
Sphinx is a correct answer. So let me school y'all here.
That was your one-point clue, not riddle.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Jeff, when you want to write a damn game.
Damn. Everyone's a critic, Chris. You know what?
The cat in the show is Mrs. Whiskerson. That's two Friends references right there.
That's why it tickles something. Okay.
Doesn't help me.
It's the one where Rachel owes Monica money but sees someone selling a cat on the side of the road that reminds her of a cat that her grandmother had. So she buys a Sphinx cat, a hairless Sphinx cat that is mean as hell that she turns around and sells to Gunther.
I was actually going to go with Sphinx after you said Egyptian, and then I just second-guessed myself. So
that's really weird. I didn't say really Egyptian. Stupid. You're adding your own clues again, yeah, Jeff.
You said pyramids.
Pyramids, which meant Egyptian. What the fuck?
It did, but still.
Also, like, why are there constant references to white living single? Like,
Khadija, I miss you.
All right. I think because everyone else got it wrong and they're all pissing me off, you should get to do the closest to the pin on your own, but I kind of set the rules up already, so I'll let you just pick the category.
Let's go back. I'm usually good at years. It hasn't treated me super great today, but I'll go back to years.
Here is your year's question. When was the advertising slogan, "Melts in your mouth, not in your hand," first introduced?
When did Ron Jeremy debut? Yeah.
In jail or in real life?
I will lock in.
I'm going to lock in, too.
I will lock in.
All right, so I have to. I know that M&Ms were created for soldiers overseas because they needed a candy that would survive the weather. They wanted to give them chocolate, but they needed to figure out a way to make the chocolates not melt in the heat. Now I need to remember: was this World War I or World War II? And I think this was a World War II invention. Which makes me want to say, I'm going to guess that this would have been about 1942.
Mott, what was your answer?
Brian stole not only all of my flavor text, but also my guess. I also said 1942.
Turner.
M&M's may have been invented around then, but I don't think they had a slogan until the 60s. So I said 1969.
Woodhead.
See, I felt like the slogan was far more recent vintage, so I said 1983.
So we have two with 1942, one with 69. Is that right? All right. Your correct answer is 1954. So we're going to have a playoff for the 2 points between Brian Nash and Mike Mott. For Brian and Mott, here is your second closest to the pin challenge. In what year did the cereal brand Rice Krispies first appear on shelves in the U.S.?
Ooh. I will lock in.
Nash, what did you say?
I know that Post was pretty much the first with the cornflakes. Well, yeah, there was a whole thing. No, I'm sorry. Post was the one of the employees of Mr. Kellogg. That's what it was. Mr. Kellogg was the first one, and I feel like it was back in like the 1920s, late 20s, early 30s. I went 1933.
Mott, what'd you say?
This is going to be a photo finish. I said 1936, so very similar.
Whew. Your correct answer is 1928. Brian picks up the
Nice job. Nice job.
Was that the year that Kellogg finally got everyone to stop masturbating?
Obviously not.
His stated goal, mind you.
That was his stated goal. Yep. Absolutely. Why those cereals exist is they were supposed to prevent masturbation.
Oh.
And Mr. Graham of the Crackers took that and ran with it too.
Right. I love how all of these ideas just completely crashed and burned. They were successful products. They just did not succeed in doing what they apparently set out to do.
They kept us like eating with our hands right until we finished breakfast, and then it's back to masturbating.
My box of Strokados makes so much more sense now.
I like how you just tossed off that pun there.
Oh. Chris, save us.
Michael came with the jokes.
He left. He's done. He's like, I'm fucked with this.
We only think Chris turned off his camera. He actually just completely
gone. Chris is done with this shit.
Leo Page, save me.
I'm wondering how long, if I stayed quiet, it would take people to realize that I gave up on finishing this game.
I was actually wondering.
Your winner for tonight is going to be Brian Nash. He pissed me off the lead.
Well played.
All right. We got three rounds left. We're going to see if we can get through this in the next hour or so. All right.
It's all going to be pop culture crap, isn't it?
Challenge accepted.
You know me, Jeff. You knew that when you signed on. Drink your gin. Take it on the chin.
You might throw at least one geography question in there. Jesus.
Speaking of Jesus. No. Here is your next question.
Locked in, Big Lebowski.
Your 7-point clue is a creature. Your 6-point clue is appeared in the film Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, shit.
That actually doesn't really
narrow it down.
No,
it's Bradley Whitford.
Actually, that fits in, Jeff, because your 5-point clue is mythological.
Damn, I've only seen that movie once, boys.
So, Richard Schiff, got it.
Yeah.
Your 4-point clue is fairy tales.
Screw it, I'm locking in.
The big brain's on bread over here.
Mott's locked in. You guys want the 3-point clue?
Yes.
I'm going to lock in too. Okay. What the hell?
I figured I had to make a move at some point. So.
Nash is locked in. Your 3-point clue is tale.
So fairy tale.
Fucking Fievel.
No, I need the.
Oh, damn. I didn't even think of Two Cities.
Your 2-point clue is Maine.
I'm going to lock in because why the fuck not? I don't care anymore.
I'm not smart tonight. I need the one.
Your 1-point clue is a single horn.
Okay, locked in. Stupid.
All right. Mott, what did you go with?
Yeah, my blind, not blind, but pseudo blind throw-in didn't pan out by the end there. It was maybe because someone mentioned Bradley Whitford. But I just decided to go for it and threw out Merman.
Nice. Oh, I thought you were going to say Josh Lyman.
All right. Nash, what'd you say?
I'm pretty sure that I've never seen a one-horned werewolf.
Well, he was busy eating cornflakes.
I don't know. I said griffin. I still have no idea. I don't know the last one would have gotten to me there.
All right. Turner, what's the correct answer?
That would be a unicorn who stabs someone in the chest.
Yep.
Unicorn is correct. Turner, where do you want to go for the closest to the pin challenge?
I kind of feel like maybe
yep.
starting there, I would have guessed unicorn. After all of that other shit,
you mean I if I had started with the clues, there. A single horn, you would have guessed unicorn?
I'm sure. Right, yeah,
that would have been a hell of a 7-point clue, Jeff. I'm sorry. That's
the fun thing about this sort of game is like
yeah.
all of the other shit just messes with your mind. So I have no idea by the time it gets to the one.
You know.
Turner, where do you want to go for your closest to the pin challenge?
Nature.
Nature. All right. According to researchers at the Florida Museum of Natural History, approximately how many species of fish are there?
Jesus McFuck.
Wow.
Is that a technical term?
I will walk in.
Political yes. tonight.
That's actually the units of fish
bear in species. Mind, these are researchers from Florida. We're not looking
I didn't say it was right. I said this is what they said.
We're not
said.
Looking for that's my point. We're not looking we're not saying this is an accurate guess.
Ah.
All right, I'm locked
is
in.
Is it more than
this is Florida?
Three.
There are two, male and female.
I'm locked in, because fuck it.
I just don't know what to do with you guys. Who's locked in and who isn't?
I think it's everybody but not Brian. Locked in.
I'm nah, locked in.
Okay. You're locked in. You're super locked in, Chris. We see that.
Rum is locking me in.
I will go ahead and make a guess of 75,000.
Okay. Matt, what was your guess?
4,972.
Turner.
Okay.
I said 4,999 and not a penny more.
That's still scary close between us, man.
Woodhead.
I said 231,000 and I thought I was low.
Okay. Turner's going to pick up the points.
Do the math.
No, I don't need to. The answer they have listed here is a little over 27,000.
Jesus oh, God. Christ.
27,300. Again,
Turner's the win.
Turner got the win there, but these are researchers from Florida, and I live here. Ain't a whole lot of research going on, guys. Sorry to say.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to question that.
I'm just going to question Florida.
So this is according to World Atlas.
Okay.
World Atlas has a number at 33,600.
32, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I saw 32,000 just looking it up. Yeah, that's right.
Either way, Turner's going to get the points. He's going to net 3 on that one. That brings Turner up to 28. Everyone else stays the same.
Fuck it. I'm here to be funny.
Fuck it.
Jeff, we're waiting.
Damn. Oh, fuck off. Fuck off.
All right. Here we go. We're looking for number 9. Your 7-point clue is food.
I like it.
Nom, nom, nom. I'm a fan.
For 6 points, a savory dish. For 5 points, Italy. Your 4-point clue. Hut.
Locked.
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 Oh, for fuck's sake, locked.
Everyone's locked
I'm
in
like,
at 4.
I'm sitting here, I'm in Java mode, and then I get over to the, you know, anyway.
Turner, what's your answer?
I wanted to lock in on 5, but like I felt like at that point, Italy is either like, you know, spaghetti or lasagna or pizza. So, yeah, the answer is pizza.
Everyone say pizza?
Yeah, if I had walked in at five, I would have said spaghetti, but I did say pizza. Once I got past Jabba on the Hut clue.
Oddly enough, I would have said chicken marsala, but I locked in with pizza.
A refined palate.
Pizza the Hut is going to order out for you.
You're delicious.
All right, Turner, we have everyone's picked up 4 points there. Where do you want to go for the closest to the pin challenge?
I'm going to get one of these goddamn years right. Give me a year.
In what year was Michael Turner born?
Oh, I know this one. Guys, not, I know this one.
Not that Michael Turner. I'm going to Google a random one.
the Falcons running back?
We're going to go a little science here just to make Jeff happy.
Science?
Not sure I would know. I don't know the history of science. I know history and I know science. I don't know the two together.
Well, here you go. This is the closest to the pin challenge. Jeff, I'm looking directly at your eyes, even though you can't see me. Superman's home planet.
That's not science.
Let me finish. Superman's home planet was named after a real element called Krypton. In what year was the gas discovered? You arguing the validity of this being a science question now? Didn't think so.
No, I am not. Just arguing the validity of that intro.
Locked in.
I'm going to lock in.
I feel like Jeff and I have become nemesis now. This is not a good trivia nemesis to have.
Nemesis.
This is why I'm not a good. He's not a good trivia nemesis to have.
Nemesis.
I'm just making enemies left and right with the Margaret Atwood thing and now with this. Jesus,
you just want to be starting something, Jeff, I think is really what comes.
I do want to be starting something. Come on.
You guys remember the time that he did that? Yeah.
Turner, you're a vegetable.
Damn you.
He's a pretty young thing, though.
I did host that bracket, in fact.
Mike, y'all are just being bad. Okay? We're going to move right along here.
We need to answer. Shimon.
Wrong out.
Brian, what's your answer?
I went with 1889.
Turner.
I went 1925.
Woodhead.
1821.
Mott.
I said 1907.
It's 1898.
Oh, okay. That's Brian, I think.
No, it's split.
It's split. Where it's
between me and Brian. It's tied.
It's an equal split again between Mike and Brian.
Yeah. Wow. It's 90 the way. 90 the way.
I just want this game to be over. Right.
No, no. Right, you're the one who wrote it. We're going to drag this shit out.
Has been quite the thriller.
Yeah. Yep. This is for Nash and Mott only.
Says the guy who's been way ahead for like almost the entire game.
And don't you forget it.
Don't you be starting something there, Turner.
Yeah, beat it.
All right.
Chris, please.
In the year 133 BC, Rome became the first city to have 1 million people. In what year did London reach that same population mark?
That's a good question.
That is a really good question. I like this question a lot. But yeah, I'll lock in with a shot in the dark.
Brian, over to you.
Yeah, I'm thinking. London hit 1 million people. Dude, that's a really good trivia question because it makes you really stop and think about what. All right, I will wild ask yes. I'm going to say 1513.
Mott.
Yeah, I remember encountering something vaguely like this at some point in the past, and it's absurdly more recent than you might think, if memory serves. And I just kind of randomly locked in with 1650. I don't have a lot of thunder either way, but...
Your correct answer... 1810.
Yeah.
Can I just say that my guess would have been 1871, so I should get the 2 points?
Like I said, absurdly
Mike,
more
do we want to split the points with Jeff? Didn't think so. Okay.
All right. You said it was 1810?
1810.
Okay. Cool.
It's still anybody's game.
It's not mine.
Except for two of you.
Yeah.
And one of you needs a miracle. But all I need is a miracle.
All I mean, I need is you. Hey, that's a Mike and the Mechanics song, so I'm okay with that. It's going to be one of the mics.
That was.
Your scores going into the last two questions of the game. Woodhead's got 18, Nash 22, Mott 25, Turner 32. We're going to end it here. Your 7-point clue is drink.
Chris, to clarify, we have two questions left?
This and the closest to the pin challenge.
Oh.
Drink, motherfucker, drink, motherfucker, drink.
Round. You got two questions in this round.
You got to go big.
Yep. 7-point clue is drink. Your 6-point clue is alcohol.
I'm going to lock in.
Okay.
Mike's locked in.
Oh, no, I got to do it. You got to try, right?
Yep.
All right. Your 5-point clue is dry.
Locking in.
Give me one more.
Your 4-point clue is tannins.
Locked in.
All right, Mott, you locked in first with 6 points. What was your guess?
I threw out rum. I had, like I said, I had to make had to attempt to make a move. It's clearly wrong.
It is wrong. Nash, what'd you say?
You said dry. I went martini.
Unfortunately, not a correct answer either. Woodhead.
I went tannins are in red wine.
Turner.
I just said wine. Do I need to specify?
I'm giving both you and Jeff the point. Wine is what I have here. I don't know if tannins are in white or not. I thought it was both, but if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Hey, I'll take that.
No, there's almost no tannins in white wine.
Well, almost no. Doesn't mean no.
I don't think anyone talks about the tannins in a fucking Sauvignon Blanc, Chris.
All right.
At the risk of sounding like Paul Giamatti in Sideways here.
Are you saying those tannins are the bomb?
All right. Turner.
Turner and Woodhead picking up 4 points each. That's going to ice the game for Turner. But Mike, Turner, where do you want to go for the closest to the pin just to close this out?
Money. Fuck it.
Here we go. In 1985, Bob Geldof organized the Live Aid concert to raise money for the Ethiopian famine. The event was held simultaneously at stadiums in London and Philadelphia. In total, how much money was raised in U.S. dollars?
Locked in.
I'll lock in.
Locked in.
Is everybody in?
Yeah.
Sure. Why the fuck not?
All right, Jeff, what'd you say?
77.5.
Nash.
Million, not dollars.
Right. 3.2 million.
Turner.
I went big. I said 121 million.
Mott.
8 million worked good for me with Golden Gate Bridge, so I just locked in with 8 million again.
245 million.
Ooh, wow. Okay. Damn. You go, Bob Geldof. All right.
And with that, Turner's picking up an additional 2 points to pad his lead. Turner, you're going to finish with 38 points and a win. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
Wait, was that the 10th?
That was the 10th
and final round.
Shit, I can't count anymore. What the fuck do you expect me from
me? That's Jen. That's the Jen talking.
Ew.
You gave me a single geography or history question. What the fuck?
I gave you a science question that you complained about before I even finished the first sentence.
That's because you started as a pop culture question, goddammit.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been another episode of the Pub Trivia Experience. This will be the last episode Jeff Woodhead gets to appear on, so
until the next one.
You can find him exclusively begging for change on the side of the street.
Jesus Christ.
Did y'all have fun tonight?
Yeah,
I'm just gonna be holding a Margaret Atwood book and being like, "Oh, for the pool."
Chris, I'm more concerned. Did you have fun tonight?
No! It's a waste of my fucking time.
This is like, what did I do with my life? Yeah.
That was super entertaining. Super fun.
It was absolutely a lot of fun.
Hey, listen, whenever I get to get together with three of the four of you, I always have a good time. So,
hey, fuck off.
And occasionally he invites me too.
That's true.
I love that every one of us assumed that it was everybody except us.
Oh no, I 100% assumed it was me.
Turner was sitting there like, oh, it's not me.
Oh, he loves me. Yeah, no.
That's how can you? Who could not love Turner? Come on.
I appreciate
his boss.
This was a blast.
Obviously, his boss. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
the guy who told me I had to go home for the day.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's been another episode of the Pub Trivia Experience. Seriously, we do hope you enjoyed the show. We had a lot of fun bringing it to you. I have no idea how this edit's going to sound. So
right.
Going to sound awesome. Awesome is how it's going to sound.
We regret nothing.
But it was a great time had by the five of us here. Hopefully you in the car as well. Oh, Lordy. All right. So check the show notes for all of our you know, our social media and all that. But if you want to support the work that we do here and you want to help us hire a full-time editor, because if you heard this show and it came out okay, then God bless whoever edited it. But patreon.com/PTE Network is your place to do all of that and support the work that we do here at the PTE Network. In case you don't know, we have shows dropping every weekday now. Monday to Friday, a new show from the PTE Network, whether that be Boozy Bracketology. Yeah, that's it. That's what I just said.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's 100% it.
Whether that be exactly Boozy Bracketology, Verboten, Draft Days, the Pub Trivia Experience, or Frenemy Trivia, each and every day of the week. Well, you know, the ones that matter, the ones we have to go to work for. We've got new content for you. Find our other shows, but check the show notes for all that lovely, lovely, lovely information for the Pub Trivia Experience. I have been Chris.
I have been
Mike. I've been Jeff.
And I did not set proper expectations how this was going to end.
You did not.
You did not.
I was just assuming we were going with the intro.
That's what I was, too. So I was just sitting back.
Okay. For the Pub Trivia Experience, I have been Chris.
Jeff.
I've been Jeff.
Brian. I've been Brian.
Turner.
I have been the winner.
Oh, fuck you, Turner. Who's the foodie man, Turner? Who's the foodie master?
Fair.
And I have been Mike.
And I mean this literally and from the bottom of my heart. I'm sorry for what I just unleashed upon the world. Hopefully the world is around next week. And if it is, we'll be back with a new episode then. Until then, have a good one.